Today is the day after Earth Day. The question on the mind of all Earth Dayers out there is, did the planet survive? Are we still here? Well, I don't know, dude. Pinch yourself. But I don't want to. Mama Earth may have died. Can you imagine these people? Well, they're kind of preoccupied with their Israeli protests today, so not so much with the Earth yesterday. Can you imagine them all out there, though, talking to trees, lusting after the hump of a whale, licking the belly of a frog and whatnot, so that they can make their offerings up to the god that is Gaia, that is the Earth, and make all things right with the world. As I have been saying since I started this journey 33 years ago yesterday, it's fun to kill the Earth to prove that you can't. And here she is, just a spinning little blue ball. Depending on whose side you're on, either the universe is going around the Earth or the Earth is going around the sun, and so is everything else. Whether you're heliocentric or you're geocentric, the Earth hath survived yet another Earth Day. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that we have survived the leftard version of Earth Day. So, later on in the program today, a very special post-Earth Day guest, we have this gentleman who, Tom Nelson, who has become a world-class climate hysteria debunker. I might even think that Mark Morano calls him for advice. So, Tom Nelson in the final hour of the program today. What else is going on? Well, we'll continue. We'll talk more about the Earth because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants us to know that as long as there are young people out there saving the Earth, then the Earth will be saved. It's only when us geriatrics commit to do something that it doesn't actually get done. Somebody needs to send a memo to the Earth, though, and tell it that, look, dude, you need to look more sick. The pictures, because people like in pictures, we keep getting back from space. Well, that's right. There is no space. Okay, the photoshops that we keep getting back from NASA artists that show the Earth at a distance, she looks pretty much the same as she did when Apollo 8 took the picture. Back in 1968. Pretty much as it looked when Apollo 13, pretty much as it has looked when any of the long-range spacecrafts, the Vikings and the other ones, if there is such a planet as Jupiter. I don't know how Jupiter fits into the flat Earth model or the rest of the planets. Is Jupiter a giant plate in space? So in any event, Earth has survived yet another Earth Day, or should I say Earth has survived yet another year of leftards trying to kill it and trying to kill all life on it that has an intelligence, namely us. So we will continue to celebrate that all day today. The fallout from the Ukraine bailout and from the Ukraine, Israeli, Taiwan, whoever else they bailed out, the Oligarch Assistance Act of 2024, the fallout continues to pile up, and the stories that Speaker Doonesbury are telling have now been put to the test. Are they true? For example, that he sat in on these intelligence briefings and was shown all of these heroic and courageous interventions that have been performed by our intrepid men in FBI, CIA, and NSA uniform. And that they have intervened, interceded, and protected the American citizens out here from hundreds upon hundreds of the most dastardly, ghastly terrorist attacks that would have been visited upon us by Marrakens had the powers that be not been eavesdropping, had they not been monitoring your and my communications, we are told. And Speaker Doonesbury said to everyone that would listen or ask him the question, well, why, Mike Johnson, why did you do it? Three other members of Congress that sat in on the same briefing go like, dude, they basically held us prisoner there. We were basically detained by the intelligence agencies for 3.5 hours and made to watch this crap. Thomas Massey said that there was not one solitary atom, not one molecule of evidence presented anything other than these members of Congress from actually doing their job, maybe. So we will talk about that as we get underway here today. I don't know why this keeps coming up. And I guess I should be maybe a little bit more tolerant, if you will. Why I keep hearing and keep reading and people keep asking me, Chickadee, you're the historian expert. Tell them that George Washington became Catholic on his deathbed. You know the story, Chickadee. No, I don't know the story. And no, I can't tell you that because that did not happen. And yet again, someone just yesterday decided that it was Make Washington a Catholic Day. You know, we actually ought to have this as a holiday. Instead of having Earth Day, we should have Inflation Day. Instead of having Washington's birthday, let's make Washington a Catholic Day. Now, look, no one is more would be more excited about that than I. Or I'm sure any other person that calls themselves a practicing Catholic and is a fan of the father of his country, as we call George Washington. But I'm here to tell you again, if you don't know, you haven't gotten the bad news, that it didn't happen. There was no slave that wrote this account down. The account that was written down, or two of them, one of them was written down by Washington's valet, and it was written after the fact. And that valet clearly says he was asked the question, do you want me to send for the priest in Alexandria? And Washington's reply was no. And he wasn't talking about the Anglican there. He was talking about the Catholic that I forget his name, Father Georges or starts with a G, whoever it was. And Washington's reply was no. The only other account was the account of the attending physician who was checking the vital signs and who now. You got to know a little bit more about this before you start babbling on about about how this happened. This was at a time when doctors were paid big money to put leeches on people. Mm-hmm. This is at a time when it was thought, when someone had, and what basically Washington contracted was a very strong and very angry case of streptococcus. He had strep throat, basically. So one of the ways when an infection like that would manifest itself, one of the ways physicians might treat it is in what's called bleeding you, which would be they would take you, you prop you up in a bed, sit you up. So, you know, you're in the bed, but you're kind of, you know, in a seated position, not laying down. And then take one of your arms, and left or right, it doesn't matter, and it would hang, they'd hang it off the side of the bed, and they'd make a small incision in one of the veins in your arm, and then from that, they'd put a bowl under you, and they'd let you bleed out, and they'd count the blood, and however much the old doctor, witch doctor, thought you needed to bleed, and the theory was, well, you got bad blood in you. So we're going to drain some of the bad blood out, and then we'll let your body regenerate good blood. It's not a bad theory. It doesn't work. But that's what they had done. They had bled Washington several times. They had put they had put leeches on him. They tried every other pre-modern medicine tactic to try and arrest the strep throat. And, of course, they made it worse. They basically killed him. If they just would have left him alone, he probably would have recovered after a couple of days of having really, really sore throat. But in any event, you can see it if you follow me on Twitter, at the King Dude, I responded. And of course, Maybe I'll get into it in a little more detail. I linked to the exhaustive report that Dr. Marion Horvat had written about this. And you know what? This past February, I met. She came here. Dr. Marion Horvat came here. And when she was done giving her talk on Our Lady of Good Success, I got the chance to say, I've read your piece about Washington. Is there any update? Can you tell me anything? And she and I had a half-hour-long conversation. He goes, no, there's no update. It didn't happen. If anything, I've received corroborating evidence for, you know, what we published. In any event, I'm not upset that people want Washington to have converted. That's not the point, but... we have the internet now. We're finding things out. No. The stuff was already there. It was just maybe more challenging to find. You'd have to go to an actual library, sit down and open these things up called, wait for it, books. And then pour through them. Here's who did convert. To Catholicism, Candace Owens. She posted on her Twitter yesterday photographs of her post-baptism. And there's more to the story. I'll get into it. It's interesting how when you leave the orbit of the Ben Father,
a little bit Shapiro. We had to blow up the entire island of Japan. We had other nukes that were ready to go. It was an act of humanitarianism. We saved lives by blowing up people in Catholic cities in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You can't say because you don't know. Dropping an A-bomb was one of the best things, the most heroic things that the United States ever did.
So Spiro's out there again, and somebody, I guess it must have been Tucker Carlson that said something about the dropping of the nukes on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And, of course, the Ben Father, who's never met decimated, blown to smithereen Catholics that he doesn't like and other Christians. So, he's waving the red, white, and blue. Atomic bombs are good for me and you. We will talk about this here on the Crusade Radio Network.